This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, ex rel. Nas, Arch City Defenders, Inc., Blake A. Strode individually and John Waldron individually relators versus the Honorable Joseph P. White and the Honorable Joseph A. Rathert respondents, decided January 21st, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Writ Division 4, State of Missouri, ex rel. No ED 113019, Arch City Defenders, Inc. and Blake. A. Strode individually and John Waldron individually. Writ of mandamus or in the alternative, relators, for prohibition. Versus Jefferson County Circuit. Court the Honorable Joseph P. White. Cause number 23GCC1068 and the Honorable Joseph A. Rathert. Respondents. Filed January 21st, 2025. Introduction. Relators. Arch City Defenders, Inc., Blake A. Strode, and John Waldron, collectively relators, filed a petition for a writ of mandamus and, in the alternative, a writ of prohibition seeking transfer of the underlying matter to St. Louis City. Relators request this court to issue a writ of mandamus mandating respondent, the Honorable Joseph P. White, Judge White, Circuit Judge of St. Louis City, to vacate his order transferring the case to Jefferson County and deny plaintiff Steve Blakeney motion for change of venue or issue a writ of prohibition, barring Respondent White from taking any action inconsistent with a ruling that venue exists in St. Louis City. Alternatively, relators request this court to issue a writ of mandamus or prohibition requiring Respondent Honorable Joseph A. Rathert, Judge Rathert, Circuit Judge 2 of Jefferson County, to retransfer the case to St. Louis City. This court finds the motion to transfer venue was erroneously granted because the motion was untimely. Accordingly, the preliminary order in mandamus is made permanent. Judge Rathert is directed to take no further action in the matter, except to transfer the case to St. Louis City. Background: on November 2, 2023, Blakeney filed a suit against relators in Jefferson County alleging malicious prosecution, abuse of process, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. Relator responded by filing a motion to transfer venue to St. Louis City. The trial court did not rule on the motion immediately, so the motion was considered granted under Section 508.010.10.1, which provides that motions to transfer based upon a claim of improper venue shall be deemed granted, if not denied, within 90 days of filing of the motion. After the case was transferred to St. Louis City, Blakeney then filed a motion to transfer the case back to Jefferson County. The trial court heard arguments on the motion. After 90 days elapsed, the trial court concluded the motion was deemed granted under Section 508.010.10, and the matter was transferred back to Jefferson County. Relator subsequently filed the present application for writ of mandamus and, in the alternative, a writ of prohibition. This court issued a preliminary order in mandamus, and respondent filed an answer and suggestions in opposition. We dispense with further briefing in the interest of justice as permitted by Rule 84.24e and I, too, and now make our preliminary order permanent. One, all references are to Mo Reverend Stat, Cum Superdars, 2023. Two, all references are to Missouri Supreme Court Rules, 2023. Three, standard of review. Mandamus is a discretionary writ that is appropriate when a court has exceeded its jurisdiction or authority and where no remedy exists through appeal. State ex relegere, Upshaw v. Cardona, 606 SW3D 228, 230, Mo App EED 2020, citation omitted. It is well established that this court accepts the use of an extraordinary writ to correct improper venue decisions of the trial court before trial and judgment. State ex rel Kansas City S. Rye Combe v. Nixon, 282 SW3D 363 365, Mo Bank 2009. Discussion. The sole issue before this court is whether Blakeney's motion to transfer venue back to Jefferson County was timely, pursuant to Rule 51.045, and therefore properly granted under Section 508.010.10. Rule 51.045 governs the procedure for transfer of venue in states. A nigh motion to transfer venue alleging improper venue shall be filed within 60 days of service on the party seeking transfer. A motion to transfer venue shall, 1, specify one or more counties in which the movement contends venue is proper, and 2, state the basis for venue in each such county. Rule 51.045A, 1, 2. If a motion to transfer venue is not timely filed, the issue of improper venue is waived. Rule 51.045A. Section 508.010 governs the determination of venue in tort